While we're waiting this to load, I want to thank you for presenting that very touching story. And I hope that I'd like to stick around and see some more of those stories after we're all finished and all our times are spent. I'd like to talk with you today about some work that we're doing in identifying cancer screening beliefs among older Asian American immigrants at Chicago. And specifically, I'd like to talk to you how we're applying what we're learning about these Asian immigrants' beliefs about colorectal cancer screening into some interventions that we're planning and in the process of conducting right now. Okay, I have to report that I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. I wish I did not. I wish I did have more personal financial relationships to disclose. I'd also like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Helen Lam, Rena Patel, Edwin Chandrasekhar, Dr. Sharon Song, and Dr. Karen Kim. Background is Asian Americans are the only racial or ethnic group in the United States to have cancer as the leading cause of death. And despite this high mortality, Asian Americans have the lowest cancer screening rates of any ethnic or racial group in the United States. And Asian American immigrants are especially low in terms of their cancer screening rates. Little is known about the factors that drive these disparities. So the purpose of the study was to identify colorectal cancer screening beliefs in Asian American immigrants in Chicago with the ultimate intention to inform a tailored educational intervention to help increase the colorectal cancer screening rates among these groups. We conducted a series of focus groups at community-based organizations in the city of Chicago and one outlying community with Chinese, Korean, Cambodian, Vietnamese, Laotian, and Filipino immigrants. These were community residents, and sorry, this is a typo. Community residents were between the ages of 40 and 60 years old who were recruited by agency staff in their communities, and the focus groups were conducted by trained bilingual agency staff. The focus group discussion guide was designed to elicit participants' awareness of colorectal cancer risk, their perceived screening benefits and costs, what informational influence that they use to sort of persuade them to seek out or to not seek out colorectal cancer screening, and their perceived access to care. Focus groups are audio taped and transcribed. They were translated to English and then back translated to their original native language to ensure fidelity. We used a content analysis approach with modified template that was guided by a theoretical model. We'll talk a little bit more about the theoretical model in a minute. And the transcripts were reviewed by research team pairs that were independently coded to identify barriers and facilitators to colorectal cancer screening. They were discussed to agreement and sort of independently coded and then discussed to agreement. The conceptual model we used was Asgen's theory of planned behavior. The key feature of this very complicated-looking model is simply that behaviors of choice, behaviors that are on volitional control of the respondent, things like choosing to vote Republican in the next presidential election, or choosing to complete a FIT test or an FOB test or to schedule a colonoscopy, are all behaviors of volition. They're behaviors that are under the individual's control. They're not reflexive behaviors. What Asgen postulates, what a whole lot of studies and research shows in the last 20 years across a range of health behaviors, is that these volitional behaviors are controlled by three specific areas of beliefs. They're controlled by behavioral beliefs, normative beliefs, and control beliefs. So that people who anticipate or have the expectancy that engaging in a particular behavior, for example, completing colorectal cancer screening, will lead to certain behavioral benefits. They're also likely to lead to certain behavioral costs, but the behavioral benefits will outweigh the costs. That individual is more likely to follow through and proceed to get colorectal cancer screening. There are also normative beliefs that sort of weigh into the equation here. Those are beliefs that people that are important to me think I should or should not engage in the target behavior. So the very important people that are important to me, my doctor, my wife, my kids, my grandkids, that if they think I should or should not engage in colorectal cancer screening, I'm likely to engage in behavior that's likely to be sort of consistent with what I expect them, they expect of me. So also a set of beliefs that are important here, those are control beliefs. So regardless of the anticipated positive or negative benefits, regardless of the normative beliefs I see as like impacting my behavior, if I don't believe that I can actually engage in the behavior successfully, I'm less likely to actually engage in that behavior. So if I believe that I cannot afford or I don't know how to go about making an appointment to get a colonoscopy, I'm less likely to engage in that behavior. So three main components of drive volitional behavior: behavior beliefs, normative beliefs, and control beliefs. We took those data that we collected, the focus group comments that we collected, coded them by facilitators and barriers. We did a second coding by putting them into these three kind of key domains of behavioral beliefs, normative beliefs, and control beliefs. And then we did a subsequent analysis for themes within these three key behavioral domains. We did seven focus groups that were conducted across these seven community-based organizations. The average focus group size was 9, ranged from 7 to 10 participants across those. Our total samples consisted of 66 participants. 65% of those were females. Average age was 55 years. 100% of our sample was born in Asia. Mean number of years they've been in the United States was 21 years, and this ranged from 1 to 38 years. 63% of our participants had less than 12 years of education. 36% had no current health insurance. Caveat here that these focus groups were conducted in 2013, which is the year prior to the initiation of the Affordable Care Act. Okay? And 41% of our participants had no regular place for health care. With respect to behavioral beliefs, we identified a specific sort of set of behavioral beliefs that had to do with relevance of engaging in colorectal cancer, and that was about risk. Okay, my perceived relevance of this to me, and which is hinges on my own perceptions of risk. And we identified a very consistent theme across this domain, and that is those people who had relatively good health literacy and who had relatively strong trust, who communicated strong trust about the Western medical system, were much more likely to say that good things will happen and this is a risk factor for me, and I recognize that I can help prevent cancer from occurring if I get screened. So screening is relevant to me if I trust in the Western healthcare system and if I have good health literacy. There was another group of people that participated in these focus groups who did the opposite, who said, I don't trust the American healthcare system. I don't trust Western health. What I do trust are my country's system of health beliefs. I will not screen if I have no symptoms. There is no prevention of cancer. Cancer is caught by sort of contagion, that people are carriers of cancer and you can't help it getting cancer and you can never prevent it once you get it. There's a very consistent finding we saw across the different groups that we saw, and the groups seemed to be associated with this health literacy and trust in Western medicine seemed to be associated with people that came from countries that had relatively advanced healthcare systems, Korea and China. People that came from other countries that we sampled did not have those same sorts of health beliefs. They're the ones who are more pessimistic about preventing cancer. They're the ones who discuss cancer as being a contagious disease. We also looked at behavioral beliefs, the benefits associated with behavioral beliefs. Some of those benefits including preventing cancer and people describing it as being a very simple procedure. So if you find cancer early, you can prevent it from getting worse. Screening itself is very easy, simple, and short. Others describe cancer as having high cost. They saw it as being difficult and a dangerous procedure to screen for colon cancer. It's a very difficult procedure. The procedure is uncomfortable, and it can perforate your intestine and be very dangerous for you. We also looked at normative beliefs, or the facilitators of normative beliefs, and we saw that the facilitators for sort of feeling supported in making this decision about getting colon cancer screening were experts, doctors, and family members. People said, I get information from Korean websites. In Korea, colon cancer screening is well known and acceptable. I like to follow my doctor's advice, and my family suggested I get this screening. People that saw normative beliefs as being barriers said that there was cultural beliefs and poor communication. So people trust the popular remedies and are less confident about their doctors. We are taught from our peers, don't go to the doctor unless you're sick. My doctor never suggested screening, so why should I get it? So in other words, there was cultural beliefs that people relied on that were in contrast to sort of contemporary medical beliefs, and they also had poor communication with their doctor or the healthcare system that didn't provide them with adequate information with which to make their decisions. We also looked at control beliefs and the facilitators of control, those people that described themselves as being in sufficient control that they could make this choice, were those who saw the cost as being manageable and who saw the system as being navigable. So the government helps with medical bills. It's up to 80% now that they're paying. It's easy to go to the doctor now because they have people on the phone who speak Lao. So it's a navigable system to these folks. Others said that the system is way too expensive, the procedure is way too expensive, and the system is so confusing they don't even know how to approach it. So they said it's very expensive, the American healthcare system is very new and uncomfortable, and if you don't have the money or the language or the transportation, forget it, you can't get it done. So we did focus groups with elderly Asian immigrants. We identified common facilitators and barriers to colorectal cancer screening. And these common facilitators and barriers were specific to three key domains of behavior change: behavioral beliefs, normative beliefs, and control beliefs. We know that if we can modify those beliefs so that behavioral beliefs see the benefits is outweighing the costs, so that normative beliefs see that support outweighs any sort of lack of support, and that control, people understand that they have control and they have the skills and they have the resources to get this done, we're more likely to change their behavior and make people more likely to pursue colorectal cancer screening. We also observed differences in the awareness of cancer risk, health literacy, and trust in Western medicine, and that these differences appear with country of origin, where immigrants from more medically advanced countries demonstrated greater awareness of risk, understanding of prevention, and greater trust in this Western medicine. Limitations of the study were that it was a relatively small sample. We had one focus group per community, which really limits our opportunity to make some solid between-group comparisons here. There's also a convenience sample, which may not represent even the larger Asian immigrant community in Chicago. And because it was a Midwestern sample, we may not generalize to East Coast or West Coast Asian immigrant samples, who may be quite different and have a very, very different sort of system in which they're operating than they do here in Chicago. Implications for practice are that through the identification of common themes, it allows for culturally targeting messages to help modify beliefs and increase colorectal cancer screening among these groups. The targeted messages that we're including in our intervention include social marketing to increase risk awareness and perceived relevance of getting colon cancer screening done. We're including peer testimonials, and we're using a lot of community health workers to support a lot of those peer testimonials to help refute some of the common myths about cancer and cancer prevention, and also to provide normative support from people that are like them and that are trusted and part of their community. We're also working to help increase doctor-patient communication so that folks in the system, in the medical care system, aren't ignoring or aren't responding to their own myths about Asian immigrants and colorectal cancer screening, and are more likely to remind Asian immigrants who are over 50 years of age that they would benefit from cancer screening. We're also providing some system navigation with the help of community health workers to help make that system sort of more controllable and more navigable by community residents. I need to recognize our partner and community agencies in this, all from Chicago and one group outside of Chicago, and to acknowledge the support from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Thank you.
I think we do have time for a question or two, if anyone has one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This? Okay.
That was the question.
Take two.
Any other questions?
Yes.
I just had a quick question about the Filipino community that was interviewed in these focus groups.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know more about kind of if you could possibly expound on what some of the Filipino beliefs were in regards to this, because I know like the Philippines has had such a big cultural influence, colonial influence from the United States, so I was wondering, did they fall more into the Chinese-Korean side of things in terms of this particular model, or did they fall more into they don't trust the Western medicine perspective?
I'm going to answer your question, but I'm answering with a caveat, because the sample that we used was so small that it borders on stereotyping. That I might have one or two people who said this, and then one or two people in a different ethnic group who said this, and they might be different, or it might just be those one or two people. And mind you that in the course of doing the analysis, we didn't know. We simply looked at transcripts, and we weren't sure if person one and person three might have been the same person or were different people entirely. So it might have been one person who spoke a whole lot and sort of dominated the focus group in the Filipino community, and another person who had a different opinion in the Laotian community focus group who also spoke a whole lot but had a differing opinion. So it sort of becomes sort of a Donald Trump effect, where if you talk loud enough, everybody thinks that you represent the group. So given that caveat, the focus groups that we saw from the Filipino community were much like those focus groups from other communities in which they tended to rely on folk beliefs, historical sort of cultural practices for healthcare and medicine that was sort of not consistent with or not even in support of Western medicine. So they tended to distrust their doctors and the healthcare system more than other groups who appeared to come from more well-developed healthcare systems in their home in their home countries. Does that make sense? And with that caveat in mind, okay, we need to control for the Donald Trump effect somehow.
One more question.
Yes, sir.
So following up from Adrian's question, was age a factor in immigration compared to, so for example, were the views from those who immigrated at a younger age differed from those who immigrated at an older age?
That's a very good question, and I don't know the answer to that. Let me remind you that our respondents were, let me find it quickly, here. They had been in the United States an average of 21 years with a range of 1 to 38 years. And unfortunately, we did not code respondents by the years within the United States. So we don't know sort of their duration of having been in the United States or the years since they immigrated. But that's a very, very important question. And the issue is on a larger scale, we were doing additional analyses with additional surveys that we conducted in those communities. And one of the things we want to look at is acculturation, is being in this country a longer period of time, does that help change those views and change the behavioral beliefs and normative beliefs and control beliefs, or do people not change those beliefs over time? And maybe they only change their diet over time or their cancer risk over time.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.